a 4HI portable. Signal.
Kind of scratchy there, Mr. Bruce, N0TR.
Find the blue spot to stand on. I'm on, what's that? Exit Lawrence Road and Subaru dealer, W4HI.
I'd say you're doing good. The last transmission, I'd give you a 5x7 on HF. Doing very good there now, Bruce. Nice to hear you this morning.
Out of the wind a little bit. Still making a 5.7?
Negative. No joy. That was about a 5.4.
This blue spot right now. Over.
Oh, I'd say 5.6, 5.7 along that area. Very intelligible.
I'm for coming back. I'm up here getting my car serviced for upcoming hamcation, and it's going to cost me about $1,000, but I've had it for 7 years, and this is the most expensive time I ever had. So I had some stuff that had to be replaced. All just minor parts, nothing wearing out really, except the batteries in the tire pressure management system. Over.
Yes, sir. And those aren't cheap. I had those replaced on my truck. Or was it the car, Bernice? Which one? I think it was the truck. But they're not too bad. And they're very nice to have. They seem like they'll last about 5-6 years, and then they go kaput. Maybe longer. My truck's a 2011. This is a 2022 Avalon, and I don't believe I've had any trouble with them. Although it could be vice versa. But, you're wise. The batteries, they just don't last as long as they used to, Bruce. And they're warranted a lot less, too.
Lasted 7 years. That's pretty good for non-lithium battery. I'm a little chilly out here because I had to move off into a little bit more of a clear area. Still 5.6, 5.7?
No, you're up there 5.8 at least. Sounds very good. You say that was a non-lithium or a lithium battery?
I assume they're lithium batteries. They didn't really say, but I'll definitely ask that question. But anyway, sounds good, Tom. Well, this is my, I finally got this TUV390 programmed up for both local repeaters and also for DMR. So I'm moving along. I'm learning how to make my first code plug after 12 years of being in DMR. Over.
I don't know anything about the DMR except the people that have it say they enjoy it, and it's mostly the younger generation that I know that have it. And I just don't want to go into it that far. I'm 77 years old, and I don't know. Maybe one of these days. I like my HF, and I like my CW. But, Bruce, what type of car did you have? Wes, you're not replacing an EV battery or anything, are you?
2019 pre-pandemic Subaru Forester. Bought it in January, and, of course, in March, China virus came over and made everything upside down for a couple of years. So I really got a fully made in Japan car, so I really got a good deal. I've had it 7 years, got 42,000 miles on it, so my last car was a Toyota Sienna, which I kept for 24 years, had 300,000 miles on it, and it still was working perfect, but my wife said I needed a new car. And I'm glad I did, because at 73 years old, the electronics, especially the avoidance stuff, that stuff is really nice to have it, because this probably saved me a couple of accidents that I might have had if I had a non-electronic prevention systems in the Sienna, Toyota Sienna. But, hey, thanks for the talk here. My car's going to get pretty ready pretty soon, and I'll be heading back south. Back to you, W4HI.
Fine cars. My neighbor just bought a new Subaru. That's the reason I bought this one. My wife, we had a 2011 Avalon, and it was our fourth one, I think, and this is the fifth one. And we bought this 2020 mirror thing where it tells you somebody's in the other lane, and oh, it's just got a nicer LCD and things like that. But all the Avalons we had, I think we changed one water pump that had a teeny tiny leak, and that was about it. Other than that, I've bought Toyotas since 1978, I think, when all of my other Chrysler cars were falling apart. Take care, Bruce. Nice talking to you this morning. You're a lucky dog getting to go down the Hamcation there. And we'll catch you down the line, 73. This is N0 to your clip.
Tom, thanks for the conversation. We'll catch you on the way back. 73, W4HI, portable clear.